Hi, I'm Tudor Thomas and I'm Cabinet Member for Social Services with Monmouthshire County Council. Huge memories of St David's Day, growing up in the Swansea Valley where we had fully Welsh concert in the morning and wearing a large leek, which then we'd start to chew into by about 10:30 in the morning. And we had a half day from school. So very, very fond memories of a very Welsh St David's Day, Dydd Gwyl Dewi. I think the proudest thing that I think of in being Welsh, what it means to me, is the country, the culture, people, the language, and really how proud I am to be part of that community. Right now, there is an urgent need for foster carers, foster parents in Monmouthshire. We have recruited some more over the last 6 months, but we are still in urgent need. And the number of children coming into care does go up and down. And we desperately need to put those with foster carers in Monmouthshire and not elsewhere. If anyone's interested, they should look at the Monmouthshire County Council website and go to the corporate parenting section. And from that, get the number and ring up, and somebody will obviously help them through the process and take them through the process, which is important. Dydd Gwyl Dewi hapus. Happy St David's Day.
Sunshine. Sunshine Radio.
Hi, my name's Angela Sandals and I'm a foster carer and I live in Monmouthshire. I was a full-time teacher and then decided to take a step back and turn to supply teaching. So with that, I applied to become a foster carer. My husband and I went through the assessment process and we've been fostering long-term ever since. The best thing about being a foster carer is bringing a child into your home and making them feel part of an ordinary family, doing ordinary things and learning how ordinary families function. And I feel that that's been the best thing that I've brought to fostering in my family. I'm amazed at how many people say to me, "Oh, you're a foster carer. I've thought of doing that." Well, do it. Just go out there, get on the Foster Wales Monmouthshire website, start the process, because that's how so many people start. And speak to your family and friends as well. And you'd be amazed at how many people said, "I've thought about that too." My memories of St David's Day are, I went to school in Cardiff and we learnt Welsh from a really early age, and I memorised a poem about Gellert, the very sad story of a dog that was killed by his master in times long ago. And in the summer of that year, age 10, I went to Barry Butlin's and entered the talent competition and won first prize for reciting the story of Gellert, even though nobody knew what on earth it was about. The thing that makes me feel proud about being Welsh is the communities that exist in Wales. Everybody's friendly, everybody helps everybody out, and the community spirit is fantastic. And I'd just like to say happy St David's Day, everybody.
Sunshine.
Hi, my name is Charlotte Drury and I work in Children's Services in Monmouthshire County Council. Even though I was born in England, I've lived most of my adult life in Wales. I love the Welsh culture and would really like to be able to consider myself to be Welsh, if you'll have me. I've always loved living in Wales and contributing to the Welsh culture and community. I think it's an amazing place to live and work and grow old. I think St David's Day is a wonderful opportunity for Welsh communities, Welsh children to grow up understanding what it means to be Welsh and the uniqueness of Welsh culture and community.
Hi, my name is Sandra and I'm the town clerk for Abergavenny Town Council. Even though I'm not Welsh originally, I've lived and worked here for many years and I can see just how passionate people are about being Welsh and how much St David's Day means to everyone. Daffodils everywhere, Welsh flags, children going to school dressed up in the national dress, which is always lovely to see, and just the general sense of belonging and how proud everyone is. Hiraeth is the word I always hear, and there's no translation from Welsh to English, but it's a definite sense of belonging and place about Wales.
Ooh la la. Sunshine Radio.
Hello, my name is Kyle Jamie Eldridge, and I'm a town councillor for Abergavenny Town Council representing Park Ward. My memories of St David's Day are, like, first of all, the daffodils, and I would say the true expression of Welsh culture across the land. I'm English originally from Kettering, Northamptonshire, but I've lived in Abergavenny for over nearly 9 years now. But I feel like with Wales, I've welcomed me into their community and I'm a part of their community now. I think I swapped blood types, I'm Welsh now.
Hi, my name is Callie Jade and I'm a teacher. My memories of growing up for St. David's Day, we sang songs, recited poems, played musical instruments, and I remember playing the violin. I feel proud to be Welsh, just the Welsh culture, the Welsh language. I try to bring my children to Welsh groups as well to encourage them to speak Welsh.